Hi, my name is Evan and I use he, him pronouns.
And my name is Sasha and I use they, them pronouns.
And we are
the Baker Street Regulars, a podcast where we are taking a queer magnifying glass to the Sherlock Holmes canon and its many adaptations. Well, it's time.
Lightning crash.
Dun, dun, dun.
So what are we doing here?
Gentlemen, start your engines and may the best Sherlock win. This week, we are going to be doing a drag race simulator. And we're going to take some of our best, maybe some not so best Sherlocks so far. Put them on a season of Drag Race and see which one will be America's next best Sherlock.
This is a fabulous idea. Mm-hmm. You've cooked this up for us. I don't know what you've done.
Yeah. Well, let me first explain about the Drag Race simulator. So this simulator is from a website called myrainbow.github.io/Drag Race Simulator. There are many Drag Race simulators out there. This is my personal favorite one, mainly because it has every queen from every franchise. It has every different challenge and twist from every Drag Race franchise. And it's more customizable. This one is very just randomized, like whatever happens, happens. Other things to keep to be aware of as I'm reading what's happening. Some things are not going to make sense because it is a simulator and sometimes just does not know how to properly English. And there's also going to be a chance that some of the lip sync songs that are used in this are not English songs. Like I said, it takes everything from every Drag Race franchise around the world. The only thing that we can filter is who's on the season, and then twists, and then how many are in the final, and what the final is going to be. Which I have already done.
Okay.
Yeah. This is going to be a regularly formatted season. This isn't going to be like All Stars where we have a top two or a lip sync assassin. It's not going to be the all winners way where nobody goes home and they accumulate points. This is just a straight up season of Drag Race.
And what do they win?
They win the title of America's Next Best Sherlock.
Well, should we dive in?
Yes, let's dive in by meeting this cast.
Okay.
I have assembled 13 of the best of the best who I decided would make a great season of Drag Race television.
Okay.
Some of them are going to be character names and some of them are going to be the actor names. So just heads up.
Okay.
Our cast includes Basil Rathbone.
Had to have him.
Jeremy Brett.
Had to have him.
Gene Wilder.
Oh, okay.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Uh-huh.
Basil of Baker Street.
Okay.
Roger Rabbit.
Okay.
Lexi from Get a Clue.
Okay.
House MD.
Mm-hmm.
Sherlock Hound.
Yes.
Larry the Cucumber. Batman.
Yes.
Fox. And finally, Stallion.
Oh, from the
Fox film? And Stallion, yeah.
Incredible.
But they are competing separately.
Okay.
It's like a sugar and spice situation.
So, before we started recording, you were like, there's something here you're going to fight me on. Has it already happened?
Not yet.
Oh, because there's something I already want to fight you on.
Oh, what do you want to fight me on?
Everybody is Sherlocks.
Except Roger.
Except Roger Rabbit, who is, I would argue, the Watson of that movie.
Yeah, but I'd rather have Roger than Eddie.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is anti-human bias.
Yep.
Pro-tunes.
My season, bitch.
Okay, you are...
As the words of RuPaul, I've consulted with the judges, but frankly, I don't give a fuck what they think.
Has she said that before?
Yeah, she has said that before.
That's so good. All right.
Shall we begin the season?
Yeah, so they all walk into the workroom.
There's
a lot of sizing each other up, sizing each other down.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, is that a cartoon mouse? Is that a cartoon rabbit?
The 13 walk in, they do a nice little catchphrase, blah, blah, blah.
Right, of course.
RuPaul walks in, hello, hello, hello. And we begin with a mini challenge.
Okay.
In today's mini challenge, the queens will do a quiz about past Drag Race contestants. And our winners of the mini challenge are Gene Wilder and Larry the Cucumber.
Okay. All right. Already. I'm like, they both have had time to watch and internalize Drag Race. Good.
So for this week's Maxi Challenge, for episode 1, our queens will bring it to the runway. It's a runway challenge. And the category is denim and diamonds.
Okay.
And now we go to the judging.
Uh-huh.
In this premiere, for the first time in Drag Race history, nobody is going home tonight.
I don't think that's a first.
Now, based on tonight's performances, Batman, Stallion, and Fox, you represent the tops of the week. Everybody else, you are safe.
Okay. So Batman, Fox, and Stallion turned out good denim looks. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the winner of this week's challenge is Batman and Stallion. Congratulations. You are the winners of today's challenge.
A double win. Wow.
I have one last announcement, though. Wait a minute. The real competition is just about to begin. I'm introducing a new queen to the race. And this is where you're going to fight me.
Okay.
Please welcome to the race an upcoming casebook episode. Please welcome to the race Miss Fisher from Miss Fisher.
Oh, no fight. I think that's great.
Perfect. Yeah. I thought you were going to fight me because we haven't done that episode yet.
No, I think it's fun.
Miss Fisher from the Australian series.
Right, Miss Fisher's Murder Mysteries.
Yes.
So this is a teaser for people.
Yes, starring Essie Davis from The Babadook. So Miss Fisher is the new 14th contestant, and now the season...
Officially begins. Okay.
All right, episode 2, today's mini challenge. The queens will do a quiz about balls.
About?
It could be any type of balls. It could be gackety gack 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 gack, like Vogue balls, or it can be about... What else are you thinking of?
Dirty bird. I'm sure I don't know.
And Miss Fisher won the mini challenge.
She would, though.
She really would.
She would.
For our maxi challenge this week, the queens will participate in a parody trailer about side hustles. So this is an acting branding challenge. And on the runway tonight, the category is retro.
Oh, a lot of these people should be very good at this.
Yeah.
I think most of them should be good at this.
Based on tonight's performance, the following people... Jeremy Brett, Benedict Cumberbatch, House MD, Lexi, Basil Rathbone, Fox, Batman, and Larry the Cucumber. You represent the tops and the bottoms of the week.
Okay.
Everyone else is safe.
Now, a couple of those were homes from the modern day, which I feel like would be less good at retro looks.
Right. But they could be good at side hustles.
Oh, true. Okay, so what's the critiquing?
Ladies, I've made some decisions.
Oh, we don't get to hear the critiques.
We do not get to hear critiques. Ugh. That's the other bad thing. We just know that they are the tops and the bottoms. That's all we know.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, I've made some decisions. Benedict Cumberbatch, congratulations. You're the winner of today's challenge.
You wouldn't think. You wouldn't think he'd know a lot about retro looks.
But I feel like he'd be able to do like a good commercial about side hustles.
Yes, it'd be very to the point, I think.
And it's Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, I think it'd be very important. I think all of them probably would be very, like, logical. Although, I think Roger Rabbit would have had the best one because he would have made Rue laugh. Best gags.
That is true. That is very, very true. But Roger was saved this week, so.
Okay, who's our bottom two?
Well, first and foremost, Fox, Jeremy Brett, House MD, good job this week. You are safe. They are in the tops. Lexi, Batman, Basil Rathbone, Larry the Cucumber, you're the bottoms of the week.
Okay. If a cucumber was to wear denim.
Well, it's retro.
It's retro, yeah. Right, sorry.
Batman, you are safe. Which means Basil Rathbone, Larry the Cucumber, I'm sorry, my dears, but you are up for elimination.
Okay, it feels like the producers picked those two because they're the same size. And it's easier to film.
Well, no, Basil Rathbone. It's not Basil from Baker Street.
Oh, it's Basil Rathbone.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to step on that cucumber. What's the song?
It's The Time Has Come for You to Lip Sync for Your Lives. Good luck and don't fuck it up. The lip sync song is Cuff It by Beyonce.
Incredible.
Who do you think out of Larry the Cucumber or Basil Rathbone would do well at that lip sync?
I think this lip sync should go to Basil Rathbone because he's like very energetic and he can like flip and twirl and stuff. And like Larry is a cucumber and he can only hop in place. So I think this is an obvious one.
Well, I will say, Larry the Cucumber had a pretty good lip sync.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But was it good enough to save him from elimination?
I've made my decision. Larry the Cucumber, Shantae, you stay. Basil Rathbone, sachet away.
What an upset.
Basil
Rathbone.
Our first queen to go home.
Oh, I was totally thinking of Jeremy Brett. Bezel Rafter.
No.
I don't know why
I had Nazis. That in my head.
Yes. Okay, actually, I don't think he would do much dancing.
No.
I think Larry's whimsy must have saved him.
Probably.
And
the comedy.
Yeah, Basil's lack of whimsy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we move on to episode 3. In today's mini challenge, the queens will do nails with noodles.
What?
So something that you have to realize is noodles come up a lot in this one. I don't know why.
Okay.
But noodles, for some reason, is like a staple for this simulator. Don't ask me why. It just happens.
What does nails with noodles mean?
It means whatever they're going to do nails with noodles. It means whatever you want it to mean.
Is noodles a person or are they painting like nail art on macaroni?
I think it's macaroni.
Like as an applicator?
Maybe.
Or are they painting on the noodles?
And you know, it doesn't say. It just says we'll do nails with noodles.
Incredible. It's like a theme for the season.
Maybe. No. Who knows? It might come back. It might not.
Okay, who does good at nails? This is the mini challenge?
Yes.
Okay.
Stallion won the mini challenge, and they will get a huge advantage for the maxi challenge.
Oh, okay.
And this week's maxi challenge, the queens will participate in a dance number about RuPaul's biography.
Okay.
Now, there's no saying here what the huge advantage is for Stallion.
Right.
So, we don't know. Mm-hmm. But Stallion somehow got advantage. Maybe they got to pick their role.
Okay.
And for the runway, the category is Power of Love.
Hmm.
So like a Hearts runway, a la Drag Race UK season 5, where they all wore like heart things.
This is sort of ironic because we've just been exploring some adaptations that are like Ken Sherlock Love.
Right.
So this is interesting. I feel like this might be a challenge for most of them.
Yeah, it might be. Not Miss Fisher. She fucks.
Is that love?
That is true.
What is love?
Baby, don't hurt me. What if that's a lip sync song? We can only hope. Based on tonight's performance, Gene Wilder, Stallion, Basil of Baker Street, House MD, Batman, and Sherlock Hound, you represent the tops and the bottoms of the week. Everyone else is safe.
Mm-hmm.
So based off of that, who do you think would do well out of those 6?
Oh, that's such a big group.
Who's a good dancer? Batman's a pretty good dancer, especially Adam West Batman. He got them 16 moves.
I also think that like the Holmeses that have found love, like maybe Gene Wilder. We're talking about Gene Wilder's Holmes, or are we talking about Gene Wilder, the famous actor?
We're talking about Holmes, his Holmes.
Okay.
But it's not about love. This is about their dancing.
Well, it could be both, right?
It could be runway too.
So I'm thinking maybe Gene Wilder.
Ladies, I've made some decisions. Gene Wilder, congratulations. You're the winner of today's challenge. You are right.
Wow.
Gene Wilder won.
And those dance moves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stallion, Batman, good job this week. You are safe. They were in the top.
Okay.
That means Sherlock Hound, House MD, Basil Baker Street, you are the bottoms of the week. Sherlock Hound, you are safe. House MD, Basil of Baker Street, I'm sorry, my dears, but you are up for elimination.
Oh, I...
This is already a disadvantage because House MD has a bad leg.
That's so true. But I feel like that's the kind of thing where they'd feel weird about it and they would do a non-elimination. Potentially, although you can't do that for the whole season.
No.
I kind of want to see House MD go away because he's not my favorite Holmes.
Uh-huh.
I'm rooting for Basil.
Alrighty, the lip sync song is Number One by Pablo Vittar,
mm-hmm.
a famous Brazilian singer. Basil of Baker Street, Shantae, you stay.
Yes.
House MD, Sachet, away.
I won't miss him. So far, the two that have been eliminated, I've been like, okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
They make sense.
It makes sense. You'd expect them to be early season outs, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
Alrighty, episode 4. In today's mini challenge, the queens will do a competition about past Drag Race contestants.
Again?
Why not?
They were like, you didn't get it that good the first time. Maybe you've studied?
Well, studying, I guess, works out, because Larry the Cucumber won the mini challenge.
Oh, okay.
And in the maxi challenge, the queens will improvise in a TV show called 1-2 Drags. Now, this is based off of a challenge on Drag Race España.
Okay.
Where it was just like a TV talk show.
Great. So it's also kind of a personality...
Yeah.
Improv, quick on your feet thing. Okay, I could see a lot of them being pretty good at this. I gotta say, I'm surprised that Roger Rabbit hasn't distinguished himself more in the competition.
Me too.
A lot of safe placements for Roger Rabbit.
Well, same with Miss Fisher.
Well, Miss Fisher won something, didn't she?
A mini challenge.
A mini challenge. Yeah. So she's got a moment. Whereas I feel like Roger Rabbit is such a big personality, you expect him to be...
That's fair.
Out the gate big.
I can agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Well, the queens will bring it to the runway, and the category is black. All black.
Oh. Okay, Batman should win this one.
Well, we shall see. Alrighty, based on tonight's performances, Roger Rabbit, Fox, Sherlock Hound, Miss Fisher, Benedict Cumberbatch, and Jeremy Brent. You represent the tops and the bottoms of the week. Everyone else is safe. Who do you think is winning out of that?
So Batman is safe.
Yeah.
I feel like Miss Fisher, good at anything. Good at turning a look. I feel like she looks stunning in black.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that she's in the top.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised Sherlock Hound has held on so long. I can't picture him wearing a lot of clothes. I guess he does wear clothes.
Right. Yeah, anthropomorphic.
I would not expect him to have... I'd expect him to be safe, quite frankly.
Mm.
So maybe a low placement.
Maybe.
Okay.
Ladies, I've made my decision. It's her time. Roger Rabbit, congratulations. You're the winner of this week's challenge.
Yes. Okay. This is showing depth and a range for Roger Rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about that.
Fox, Benedict Cumberbatch, good job this week. You're safe. They are in the top as well.
Okay.
Fox and Stallion are both doing very well.
Very well. One wonders if they're working together.
Maybe.
Somehow.
Maybe.
I don't know if that's possible in Drag Race.
I mean, Sugar and Spice couldn't do it, so.
That's true.
Sherlock Hound, Miss Fisher, Jeremy Brett, you are the bottoms of the week. Jeremy Brett, you are safe. Which means Miss Fisher, Sherlock Hound, I'm sorry, my dears, but you are up for elimination.
Oh, I didn't want it to come to this.
I didn't either.
Okay. I want Miss Fisher to stay in the competition.
I do too.
More than I want Sherlock Hound to.
Agreed.
Because I think that she was made for this.
This week's lip sync song is Hood Boy by Fantasia, which this was used on season 11.
Hmm.
Good luck and don't fuck it up. I've made my decision. Miss Fisher, Shantae, you stay.
Thank goodness.
Sherlock Hound, sashay away.
Ugh, sad to see him go, but understandable.
Yeah.
Miss Fisher could be a lip sync assassin, I'm just saying.
She could be. I would not be surprised. Yeah, I'm very much looking at the track record so far, and Fox and Stallion are both doing very well.
Okay.
So far, Miss Fisher, Basil Baker Street, and Larry the Cucumber are kind of in the lower echelon.
And who has no win so far?
Fox, Larry, Basil Baker Street, Lexi, Jeremy Brett, and Miss Fisher.
We haven't seen much from Lexi yet.
We have not seen much from Lexi. She's either been safe or just had one low placement.
Okay.
Hopefully, we can see more.
Yep, hopefully. But it's time to start distinguishing yourself if you want to be in the competition for a lot longer.
I mean, we're in top 11 still, so there's still some time. And we're going to go to episode 5. In today's mini challenge, the queens will do a quick makeup look. Just a quick makeup look.
Okay.
Jeremy Brett won the mini challenge and will get a small advantage for the maxi challenge.
I feel like this makes sense as a Jeremy Brett win because quick disguise.
Right.
Like, that's a Holmes thing, but not every Holmes does it. I feel like Jeremy Brett's Holmes does do it.
I agree. Alrighty, today's challenge is the ball. The festival ball. And the themes are Queens of the Stage and Festival Realness. Based on tonight's performances, Batman, Stallion, Jeremy Brett, Lexi, Miss Fisher, and Benedict Cumberbatch represent the tops and the bottoms.
Okay.
Decisions have been made. Lexi, congratulations. You're the winner of this week's challenge.
Yes. Okay. Every time we're like, someone hasn't proved themselves yet, they're like, well, I will now.
This is pretty common for Drag Race, where they like let everybody have a chance to shine at some point or get critiqued.
Yeah.
Stallion and Miss Fisher, good job this week. They are in the top,
mm-hmm.
which means Benedict, Batman, and Jeremy Brett, you are the bottoms of the week.
Wow.
Batman, you are safe.
Oh.
Jeremy Brett, Benedict Cumberbatch, I'm sorry, my dears, but you are up for elimination.
Wait, wasn't Jeremy Brett just in the bottom?
Was it low placement?
Was it low placement?
Has not lip-synced yet.
Okay.
I don't think either of them have lip-synced yet.
Okay, yeah.
The lip-sync song is Wow by Kylie Minogue. Benedict Cumberbatch, Shantae, you stay.
Jeremy Brett,
sashay away.
No.
I'm so upset.
No!
I'm so upset.
I think he could have taken it all.
Well, Benedict did have a win.
Ah, that's true.
And Jeremy didn't.
That's how that works.
This is upsetting, but...
We'll get Jeremy Redford in All-Stars.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. In today's mini challenge for episode 6, the queens will do another quick look with a partner. So this is like a partnered quick look out of paper.
Oh.
Batman won the mini challenge and will get an advantage for the maxi challenge.
Okay.
Today's challenge is Snatch Game.
It's the Snatch Game.
Queens will do funny celebrity impersonations. Now, the other thing about Snatch Game is sometimes they will also have like the choices from around the world as well.
Okay.
So do not be surprised if you do not recognize some of these people.
But they tell you who they're doing, which is incredible. I feel like that's okay because the Sherlock Holmes would pull some obscure people to impersonate, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much. So here are the Snatch Game choices.
Uh-huh.
Lexi will do Fanny Ardant.
Okay.
Miss Fisher will do Tamar Braxton.
Okay.
Stallion will do Alicia Keys.
Fine.
Fox will do Jim Carrey.
Okay.
Basil of Baker Street will do Little Edie.
Yes.
Gene Wilder will do Jill Cooper.
Who?
Exactly. Roger Rabbit will do Kris Jenner.
Okay.
Larry the Cucumber will do Elsa Majimbo.
I don't know who that is.
I don't either. Batman will do RuPaul.
Dangerous.
Dangerous. And Benedict Cumberbatch will do Diana Ross.
Wow. A lot of queens choosing cross-racial celebrities.
Yeah. Yeah.
So one hopes that they're all doing that as respectfully as possible.
Who knows? And the runway today is gay icon. So your favorite gay icon.
Wow. Okay.
Big episode.
Yeah.
Gene Wilder, Miss Fisher, Batman, Fox, Stallion, and Basil Baker Street are the tops and the bottoms of the week. And this week, we get the dreaded question of who should go home.
Oh.
Stallion said Batman. Mm-hmm. Miss Fisher said Batman.
Oh, no.
Batman said Fox.
Huh?
Basil Baker Street said Batman. Gene Wilder said Batman. And Fox said Batman. So everybody said Batman.
But Batman's been doing pretty well.
Yeah.
So I think they're just trying to get rid of competition.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we don't know their reasons. Also, the only way to play this question is, this queen is talented and here's why I want them gone.
Right.
So hopefully that's what everyone's doing.
Hopefully.
Otherwise, it's going to be drama.
Drama and Untucked.
I didn't even think about that. We're only getting half the story.
We're only getting half the story, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
This week's winner is Stallion.
Okay.
Congratulations. Miss Fisher and Basil Baker Street, good job. You are safe this week. They were in the top.
Okay. They're going to make Batman lip sync, aren't they?
So Miss Fisher is definitely rising.
Yes.
So is Basil Baker Street.
Mm-hmm.
Batman, Gene Wilder, and Fox, you are the bottoms of the week. Gene Wilder, you are safe. Which means Fox and Batman, I'm sorry, my dears, but you are up for elimination.
Oh, what's their track record so far?
I believe Fox has a win.
Okay. Doesn't Batman have a win?
I think so. So this could go either way.
Okay.
The lip sync song is Dangerous Woman by Ariana Grande.
Okay.
Fox, Chante You Stay.
No.
Batman, Sashay Away.
I don't know why I'm upset about that, actually. I'm not such a huge fan of Batman. He seems a little mask for Drag Race, honestly.
Yeah, Batman had a win. Fox did not.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's an upset. But...
Stallion just won their second challenge.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
That could cause drama between Fox and Stallion.
Oh, definitely. I would not be surprised if they didn't lip sync.
That would be extraordinary. I would love to see them lip sync.
I would love that. So far, we now only have four contestants who don't have a win. Fox, Larry the Cucumber, Basil of Baker Street, and Miss Fisher are still without a win. Everybody else has a win, though.
Miss Fisher.
We'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
In today's mini challenge for this next episode, the queens will do a song about a celebrity. And Basil of Baker Street won the mini challenge.
Okay. That makes sense, actually.
And they get to have an advantage for the maxi challenge because the maxi challenge is the girl groups.
Oh, okay.
They will perform in a girl group number for the original song, I'm in Love. Basil will get to decide the teams for today's challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Basil has decided that team one will be himself, Gene Wilder, and Lexi, and that the other two teams will be Larry the Cucumber, Stallion, and Fox. And then Team 3 will be Miss Fisher, Roger Rabbit, and Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh. Did he make one of the teams weaker than the other?
I think he was pretty fair.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe Team 2 with Stallion, Fox, and Larry. And then on the runway, the category is Futurism.
Okay. I'm not sure what that... I guess... Okay.
And based on tonight's performances, Stallion, Fox, Miss Fisher, Benedict Cumberbatch, Roger Rabbit, and Larry the Cucumber represent the tops and the bottoms. Mm-hmm. Roger Rabbit, congratulations. You're the winner of today's challenge. Second win for Roger.
Of the girl group challenge, too.
Yeah.
He's a born performer, though.
Born performer.
Yeah.
Benedict Cumberbatch and Miss Fisher also did well this week. Terrific. They are in the high team.
Uh-huh.
They are safe. Larry the Cucumber, Fox, Stallion, you are the bottoms of the week.
Oh, no.
Stallion, you are safe.
Okay.
Larry the Cucumber and Fox, I'm so sorry, but you are up for elimination.
Wait, but Fox has two wins.
No, Stallion has.
Stallion has two wins.
Fox has none.
This is the second time Larry's lip-synced, right?
Yes, it's the second time for both of them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The lip-sync song is The Great Hope Design by Sevdaliza. I believe that's how you pronounce their name. Fox, Shantae, you stay. Larry the Cucumber, sashay away.
Wow. Wow. Honestly, it's impressive he made it this far, given that he's a cucumber wearing clothes. He just doesn't have that body, yaddy yaddy.
No.
To show off.
Alrighty, we're going into episode 8. In today's mini challenge, the queens will make a quick look about hip pads.
This is why they eliminated Larry.
Right. Benedict Cumberbatch wins the mini challenge.
Okay, I need pictures of that.
And gets an advantage.
Uh-huh.
As this week, the queens will act in an 80s-inspired film named Honey, I Shrunk the Drag Queen.
Sure.
Benedict Cumberbatch will get to decide the team for today's challenge.
A lot of acting challenges.
A lot of acting challenges.
Which I guess makes sense for the show.
Benedict, for his team, chose Gene Wilder, Stallion, and Basil Baker Street. And the second team is Roger Rabbit, Lexi, Miss Fisher, and Fox. And the category for the runway this week is hometown. So a look inspired by your hometown.
Oh, funny to do this in the middle of the season instead of at the beginning.
I know. I can just imagine like Lexi wearing something so New York.
Yes.
Miss Fisher wears something Australian, dresses up as a didgeridoo, maybe. Alrighty. Benedict Cumberbatch, Gene Wilder, Lexi, Miss Fisher, Roger Rabbit, and Basil Baker Street, and Stallion. You represent the tops and the bottoms of the week. There's only one person safe, and that's Fox.
Oh, wow.
Basil of Baker Street, congratulations. You are the winner of today's challenge.
Yes.
Stallion, Benedict Cumberbatch, and Gene Wilder, you're safe, and you are in the top.
There must have been some competition for Victoriana looks.
There must have been.
For hometown.
There must have been. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Who's in the bottom two?
Roger Rabbit, Lexi, Miss Fisher, you are the bottoms of the week. Roger Rabbit, you are safe, meaning Miss Fisher, I'm sorry, my dears, but you are up for elimination.
What a matchup. But here's the thing, Lexi's a teenager, and Miss Fisher has come into her full power.
Yeah, but Lexi has a challenge win, and Miss Fisher doesn't.
Oh, so it could go either way?
It could go either way.
Okay, hit me with it. What's the song?
The lip-sync song is Last 12 by Ana Mena and Belinda. So something from, I believe, Mexico, Drag Race Mexico.
Okay.
Shantae, you both stay.
As it should be.
As it should be.
As it should be.
Nobody went home this week. They both did so well.
Good. Yeah, they would. They would both do so well.
We're still at top 8 as we go into episode 9. In today's mini challenge, the queens will do a quick look about noodles.
Yeah.
We're back with noodles.
Well, Kraft is a sponsor of the season.
Right. That's where the prize money is coming from. It's sponsored by Kraft.
Yes.
Fox won the mini challenge.
Okay.
And the queens will do outfits with items they had looted from previous contestants dressed as zombies.
What?
So this is a design challenge. They're looting clothes or like things off of previous contestants that are dressed as zombies.
Sure.
So this design challenge, this could go well for certain people.
Yes. I would expect Lexi to do well at this.
Right. Benedict Cumberbatch, Roger Rabbit, Gene Wilder, Lexi, Fox, and Stallion. You represent the tops and the bottoms of the week.
Mm-hmm. So who's safe?
Miss Fisher and Basil Baker Street are safe.
Okay.
You were right. Lexi, congratulations. You're the winner of today's challenge.
Yes.
And Fox and Stallion, you are in the top. You are safe.
Okay.
Benedict Cumberbatch, Roger Rabbit, Gene Wilder, you are the bottoms of the week. Roger Rabbit, you are safe. Meaning Gene Wilder and Benedict Cumberbatch. I'm sorry, my dears, but you are up for elimination. And the lip sync song is Problem by Ariana Grande and Iggy Azalea.
I don't know about this one. I don't know about this one.
Benedict Cumberbatch, Shantae, you stay. Gene Wilder, sashay away.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like we hardly got to know Gene in this competition.
Gene Wilder lasted a lot longer than I thought he would. I'm not going to lie. Alrighty, we're down to top 7. We're going into episode 10. It is the reading challenge. I'm not going to read all the reads because they're usually bad.
Okay.
But the winner of the reading challenge for this season is Roger Rabbit.
Oh, that makes sense. I feel like he's got that wit thing going on.
Somebody gave him a shot of something.
Right.
And this week's challenge is the roast challenge.
Oh my god, they were like, just be mean to each other for the entire episode.
Basically.
That's messy of the producers, but on brand, I guess.
And for the runway, the category is roller girls. So they're going to have to roller skate down the runway.
Who's the roast of?
It's just a roast. They're roasting each other.
Oh, nice.
The theme is heaven, so pearly gates. So that their dress is angels roasting each other.
That's fun.
Yeah, they did that on Drag Race UK. It was really fun.
Oh.
Alrighty. Basil Baker Street, you are safe. Everybody else is the top or the bottom. So that's Fox, Lexi, Stallion, Roger Rabbit, Miss Fisher, and Benedict Cumberbatch. Miss Fisher, congratulations. You are the winner of today's challenge. She finally got a win.
For roasting people.
Yeah.
So good.
Stallion, Roger Rabbit, you are in the top. Good job. You are safe.
Huh?
Benedict Cumberbatch, Fox, Lexi, you are the bottoms of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Lexi, you are safe.
Okay.
Which means Benedict Cumberbatch and Fox, I'm sorry, my dears, you are up for elimination.
Oh, Benedict in the bottom, 2 episodes in a row.
They have both been lip syncing a lot.
Yeah.
So I think it could go either way.
Mm-hmm.
The lip sync song is I Think About You by Patti LaBelle.
Okay.
Fox, Shantae, you stay. Benedict Cumberbatch, sashay away.
Well, they have to say Fox for the Fox and Stallion lip sync.
Right.
That has to happen.
It's going to happen. It has to happen.
It has to.
Fox has lip synced 3 times.
Wow. Wow.
They are the lip sync assassin of the season. And they are also the only contestant without a win now. Left.
Oh, just hanging on because they're good TV.
Probably. And they want to put them with Stallion. But Stallion is doing very well.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. Next episode in today's mini challenge, the queens will do makeup tutorial.
Mm-hmm.
Roger Rabbit won the mini challenge and will get a huge advantage for the maxi challenge.
Makeup tutorial?
Yeah.
Roger, I didn't know.
I know. Learned that from Jessica.
I must have.
Alrighty, it's another runway challenge. The queens will bring it to the runway, and the category is My Favorite Thing. So their dress is what they like the most.
Odd.
They did that on Drag Race UK.
Ah.
It was a really good runway challenge.
Mm-hmm.
I've made some decisions. Lexi, congratulations. You're the winner of today's challenge. This is Lexi's 3rd win.
Good for her.
Stallion, Fox, good job this week. You are in the top, and you are safe. Which means Roger Rabbit, Basil of Baker Street, Miss Fisher, you're the bottoms of the week. Miss Fisher, you are safe. Which means Basil of Baker Street, Roger Rabbit, I'm sorry, but you're up for elimination. The lip sync song is Vibology by Paul Abdul. Oh no, Roger Rabbit tried to lift up their opponent.
What?
So in season 3 of Drag Race, a queen named Mimi Einfurst was lip syncing in the bottom 2 and lifted her opponent over her head.
What?
Yeah. It's one of the most iconic moments of season 3.
Okay. Well, I need to see a clip of that after we finish recording.
I don't think
I can picture that.
It was so good. And then when Mimi was getting eliminated, RuPaul looked at her and went, "Drag is not a contact sport."
Incredible. Okay, so is who picked up who?
Roger picked up Basil.
Of Baker Street?
Yeah.
That makes more sense than the alternative, I guess.
Right.
Incredible. Also, I didn't realize this was a cartoon v. cartoon competition.
Cartoon v. cartoon.
Incredible. Well, but I think that means Roger has to go home, right?
Basil, Baker Street, Shantae, you stay.
Uh-huh.
Roger Rabbit, sashay away. 6th place, though. Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. 6th place and 2 wins. Mm. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Fox is still there with no wins, so anything can happen. Alrighty, bring in the puppets. The queens will parody each other using puppets because everybody loves puppets. This is the puppet mini challenge.
Of course.
Lexi won the mini challenge and will get a small advantage for the maxi challenge.
Incredible. She's done more crafting recently, I guess.
And today's challenge is the remix. The queens will make a verse and choreography for a RuPaul song. Category is...
Nice.
And on the runway, the category is trains. So, like, long trains in the back. Oh. Like outfits with trains, yeah.
Oh, that makes more so much more sense.
You wanted Starlight Express.
I wanted Starlight Express.
Ladies, I've made some decisions. Stallion, congratulations. You're the winner of today's challenge.
Okay.
Basil Baker Street, great job this week. You're safe. Miss Fisher, Lexi, Fox, you are the bottoms of the week. Lexi, you are safe. Meeting Miss Fisher and Fox, I'm sorry, my dears, but you are up for elimination.
Oh, but Fox has no wins.
Fox has no wins.
Oh, it might be time to go home.
The lip sync song is One Way or Another by Blondie.
Terrific. Great song.
Fox, Shantae, you stay.
An upset.
An upset. Miss Fisher, sashay away.
No. She had so much to give.
She did. But twist! Let the lip sync smackdown begin.
What?
The eliminated contestants are back to compete in an epic lip sync smackdown and a chance to return to the competition.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So first up, Basil Rathbone and House MD will lip sync to Nobody Else by M. Behold. House MD wins that first lip sync. Next, House will go against Sherlock Hound and lip sync to S&M by Rihanna.
Huh.
Sherlock Hound wins lip sync and gets to continue on.
Okay.
House MD, sashay away.
Okay.
Sherlock Hound and Jeremy Brett will then lip sync to Fascinated by Company B. Jeremy Brett will win that lip sync. Gets to continue on.
Okay. Okay, now I'm beginning to hope that he gets back in the competition.
Jeremy Brett and Batman will lip sync to I'm So Hot by Chrissy Schlepecka.
Okay.
Jeremy Brett continues on and wins the lip sync.
Okay.
Jeremy Brett and Larry the Cucumber lip syncs to Tattoo by Loreen. Larry the Cucumber wins the lip sync and gets to move on, sending Jeremy Brett back home.
Wow. Larry?
Larry, I know. Larry the Cucumber and Gene Wilder will lip sync to Never Too Much by Luther Vandross. And Larry will win the lip sync. Next, Larry the Cucumber will lip sync against Benedict Cumberbatch to Hurt by Christina Aguilera. And Larry will win the lip sync again. There's a good, strong chance that Larry may come back to the competition.
Oh my god. I don't want that, but okay.
Larry the Cucumber and Roger Rabbit will lip sync to Upgrade You by Beyonce. Larry the Cucumber did the best split of the season in this lip sync.
How?
And Larry How? Cucumber, Shantae You Stay.
How?
Beats Roger Rabbit.
Oh my god. How did he get a split?
Larry the Cucumber and Miss Fisher will lip sync to Misery Business by Paramore.
Incredible.
This is the last lip sync. Either Miss Fisher or Larry the Cucumber will come back to the competition. Oh no, Miss Fisher tried to do a reveal and failed. Larry the Cucumber, welcome back to the competition, baby.
Oh my god. The
drama.
The drama of it all.
Alrighty, as we go into episode 14.
Wow.
We're going to have another puppet mini challenge. Basil of Baker Street will win this mini challenge.
Okay.
And in this challenge, the queens will improvise a celebrity interview. So they will be interviewing a famous celebrity.
Okay. Presumably Charo.
And the runway, the category is the lady. Ladies, I've made some decisions. Coming in at the last possible second, Fox, congratulations. You're the winner of today's challenge. Fox won a challenge. Oh my god. Yeah.
At the last possible second.
At the last possible second.
Incredible.
Stallion, good job this week. You are safe. Basil Baker Street, Lexi, Larry the Cucumber, you are the bottoms of the week. Basil Baker Street, you are safe, which means Lexi and Larry the Cucumber, I'm sorry, my dears, but you are up for elimination.
I think it would be iconic if Larry immediately left the competition right after getting back.
The lip sync song is Doo-Wop by Lauryn Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Lexi, Shantae, you stay. Larry the Cucumber, sashay away. I mean, this is normal. Uh-huh. Like, back in the day, whenever a queen would come back, they would go home the same episode they came back in. So this is
hilarious.
This is normal for Drag Race. Alrighty. I believe, if I did this correctly, we have a final four of Fox, Stallion, Basil Baker Street, and Lexi.
Wow. Not the final four I would have expected.
No. With Lexi and Stallion both having 3 wins.
Uh-huh.
Basil Baker Street and Fox both having 1 win.
Mm-hmm.
Stallion has never been in the bottom.
Wow.
Yeah. We are now in the reunion, and the contestants will vote for Miss Congeniality.
Okay.
Of the season. And our Miss Congeniality of this season is Gene Wilder.
Oh, okay, great. That I would not expect, but fine. I was hoping for Miss Fisher.
I was hoping for Miss Fisher as well. Alrighty, it's time for the grand finale. We have our final four. Our top four will participate in a lip sync smackdown for the crown.
Okay.
The preliminaries will now be decided. The lip syncs will be between Basil Baker Street versus Stallion and Fox versus Lexi. So there is a chance we could have a Stallion and Fox final lip sync.
For the win.
For the win.
Wow. Okay.
For the first lip sync between Basil Baker Street and Stallion, the lip sync song is High Horse by Kacey Musgraves. Basil had a bad lip sync, but Stallion flopped the lip sync.
Oh, not a good time for either of them to do that.
No.
In the final four.
Basil Baker Street, Shantae You Stay. Stallion, Sashay Away.
Wow.
With the best track record. Wow. Stallion has been eliminated.
It's all about upsets. It's about surprise. It's about good TV.
And then next, Fox versus Lexi. The lip sync song is How You Like That by Blackpink. Fox had a good lip sync. Lexi had a bad lip sync. Fox, Shantae, You Stay.
Lexi,
Sashay Away.
She's so young. It's not her time.
Both of our three challenge winners have gone home, and we are left with two people who have only won one challenge.
Wow. People are going to call this season mid.
Definitely. But it is what it is. It just wasn't in the cards.
Sure.
Maybe Stallion and Lexi should have lip synced better. I don't know.
Right.
We have our final two of Basil, Baker Street, and Fox, and they will lip sync now for the crown.
This cartoon mouse went all the way, huh?
The lip sync song is Dancing Queen by ABBA.
As it should be.
Ladies, I've made my decision. The next drag superstar is Basil of Baker Street.
Yes.
That's... Now prance, my queen.
God, they bring out the scepter and he can't even lift it. It's so, it's so big.
Is there anything you'd like to say? Flavisham. Whatever.
Oh, that's incredible.
Basil of Baker Street is the winner.
And long may she reign.
And long may she reign.
Incredible.
I have to say, so they do like a points per episode, like score at the end. Stallion had the best score of the season with 3.92, like overall average.
Oh, wow.
And everybody else in the top four had 2.92. So it wasn't really even close.
Oh, so it should have been Stallion's win.
It should have been Stallion's win. And honestly, Roger Rabbit should have been...
In the final four.
Should have been in the final four, because Roger had the next best highest score with 3.0.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they should have rigged it better.
They should have rigged it better, but you know what?
Yeah.
It is what it is. Basil Baker Street is our first drag superstar.
Who would have thought? Not who I would have expected, you know? I don't think it's the final four I would have expected.
I expected Lexi to be in the final four. I'm not going to lie.
You'd hope so.
I think she had enough charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent.
Yeah, but she's so young, you know?
Right.
I could certainly see them saving her for a later season.
Right. I really wanted Miss Fisher to go to the end.
Yeah, me too. I could picture a stronger final four for sure. But I like Fox and Stallion both being there at the end. I think that's fun.
Yeah.
Well, all that's left to do is thank yous.
Yeah.
Here where the credits roll, I have to give a big shout out to the podcast Wonka Watch, which is where we got the idea from. They did a Drag Race simulator for all the Wonkas. So we wouldn't have thought of it without them.
And I want to give a shout out to an incredible YouTuber, a Drag Race YouTuber, named Runner Eye, who does a lot of different Drag Race videos, but specifically did simulator videos with like horror movie villains and gay icons. So thank you so much, Runner Eye. Shout out to you. Should we do this again with the Watsons?
No, that sounds chaotic.
Or should we just like do an all-star season?
I think we can't do an all-star season after only doing one season.
Here, okay. So we did the first half of the group. Like, of the first half of the season.
Mm.
Let's come back in the second half of the season, see how we feel about those Sherlocks, and see if we want to put the second half Sherlocks together.
Maybe. Well, we're about to introduce a very, very powerful Sherlock.
A very powerful Sherlock.
Who I think actually does drag in the movies. We're watching the Robert Downey Jr. Sherlock Holmes movies, starting with the first one next week.
Yeah.
So join us for that. We've been your Baker Street regulars.
And if you can't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love somebody else? Can I get an amen?
That's a terrible message.
Bye.